the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, first to the news. Overnight, Iran launched scores of retaliatory missiles on Israel. It was in response to Israel's series of well-orchestrated, coordinated attacks, which began on Iran on Thursday night and which continued last night. Well, some are speculating that Iran could also retaliate by causing havoc with shipping lanes that deliver much of the world's oil and gas. Here to tell us more is Dr. Brendan Flynn, head of political science at University of Galway, and he's also a specialist in maritime security. Dr. Flynn, you're very welcome to the programme. First of all, we saw the price of oil spike very rapidly after the initial Israeli missiles landed in Iran. The focus is now sort of turning on the implications for the oil price and the Straits of Hormuz. Why is that important?
Because Hormuz is the M50 of the global oil business and the global gas business. It's a massive artery where significant volumes of basically 100 ships every day, about 3,000 ships every month, and about one third of those to half of those would be tankers, either with oil or with liquid natural gas. So that all feeds into the global oil and gas price. And that all feeds into when you go to refill your car or when you go to refill your kerosene home heating oil in Dublin or Galway or wherever you are. So the volumes are significant. So maybe about 30% of the global oil supply is coming through the Straits of Hormuz.
And it's quite a narrow, relatively narrow channel that Iran borders along. And in the past, they have at various times seized ships and tried to close it off. Is it easy to do that? Are they likely to be successful?
Well, it's easy to cause mischief. It's not very clear why they would want to close off the whole of the Straits, which at the narrowest bit are about 21 miles, 24 miles, depending on where you measure it. So there's a narrow patch of water. And what the shipping industry do is it's divided between Oman and Iran. So there's a sort of notional line down the middle of it. And what they do is they tack onto the Omani side and they sort of steer through some islands there. But they might decide to close the entire straits, particularly if Israel target their oil facilities. And I think that's the thing that the oil industry and that's the thing that the markets are terrified. For now, that hasn't happened. So oil is increased a lot, but not over $100 a barrel. So basically, they could cause an awful lot of trouble, a lot of mischief, but the incentives for them to do so are probably at the moment not there.
And the implications of that, if they decided to attack oil facilities of others in the vicinity, I mean, if Israel attacked Iran's oil facilities, that would inevitably trigger further uncertainty and price increases, which would affect everybody in the global economy, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would, because if they basically bomb Carg Island or Bandar Abbas, there's big, large petrochemical refining facilities there. They're above ground, they're not armoured, they're not protected, so it would be easy for them to cause an awful lot of damage, which they've already done in the last few nights with protected structures. So Israelis have form and they have the ability, and they would take out a significant chunk of the world's oil, particularly for China. The strange thing about the Iranian oil industry is that it has a lot of illegal exports, and a lot of those go to China at a discount. So the country that would be immediately discommoded the most would be China, who would be really losing a small but significant share of the oil that they're getting from the Persian Gulf. So, yeah, it would have a major impact. I actually think it's probably more likely that what they will do is not attack any ships, the Iranians, in retaliation, but we might see hijacking or arresting ships or detaining ships to kind of send a message, send a signal, that sort of stuff.
They don't necessarily have to close off the strait to have an impact, do they? Because, I mean, I was reading in recent hours there were reports suggesting that oil tanker skippers are already reluctant to run the strait, because they really would only have to have a couple of successes. And then the cost of shipping, the cost of insurance, all of that starts to go up, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, just to give you an example, in April of last year, the Iranians decided, for it seems largely political reasons, to arrest a Portuguese registered vessel, which had an ownership structure which involved an Israeli business tycoon. So basically, they wanted to send a signal to Israel, and they deemed that vessel to be an Israeli affiliate, even though the actual company running it is an Italian company and the vessel is registered in Portugal. They went after it, and they still have the vessel. Now, they let the crew go, and they let the cargo, which is worth about $90 million. The vessel is worth over $100 million. So you can imagine the hit and the anxiety among people in Lloyd's of London who deal with maritime insurance. They do not want vessels that are $150 million getting torpedoed or mined or exploded. So there's a lot of money at stake here.
If they were to take that kind of action in the Strait, it would seem very easy then for it to escalate, which would draw in other countries, because it would affect oil supplies, oil prices, the shipping for a large part of those oil exports moving around the world. It seems as if that might accelerate the likelihood of other countries getting involved.
Yeah, it would. And for that reason, I think the only thing we can clutch onto right now is that it doesn't make sense for the Iranians to disrupt their own business model, which is they like to have that stretch of water open so they can bring their cargoes of illegal oil, illicit oil in breach of sanctions regimes to China. And it suits everyone to have the M50 motorway open for business. So I actually would be cautious about the idea that they're going to close it. I think it's much more likely they will select vessels based on the ownership profile of the vessel. And a word of warning there, there's a lot of Greek-owned vessels and German-owned vessels and British-owned vessels. So it's no surprise that the maritime authorities in London and the Greek maritime shipping authorities have issued an advisory, don't go through the straits for the next 48 hours until we see what's going to happen. So again, I think a full-scale shooting war is unlikely. But if that did happen, I think you could see countries like China for the first time turn up to escort their own, in air quotes, their own vessels.
That would be a very dramatic move, wouldn't it? Be very significant.
It would be a dramatic move, Richard. I mean, the Chinese have developed one of the large, they've over 400 ships in their navy, so they have absolutely no problem. Their navy is very expert. They have loads of ships and they have no shortage of crewmen and women, so they would have no problem putting together 30, 40 warships to escort a convoy leaving from Qatar or leaving from Saudi Arabia, coming out of that strait and going in and out again. And I'll tell you what, there's absolutely no way the Iranians would target anything Chinese. So I think that the era of Chinese power has arrived, and you might actually see it at an event like this.
Well, it'll be interesting and to see how it all plays out. Certainly a lot of risk and a lot of uncertainty there. Dr. Brendan Flynn, of the Head of Political Science at the University of Galway, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. And a little bit later on, we'll also be looking at the humanitarian impact of this and the cost of war on human lives.